Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The Opinion Line on Cork's 96 FM.
Now, down in Killarney today and tomorrow, over 3,500 people will be conferred with Irish citizenship. They come from all parts of the world, the United Kingdom, US, India, Poland, over 130 countries, in fact, and the ceremonies will take place at the INEC in Killarney over today and tomorrow, and they'll take an oath to faithfully observe the law of the state and respect its democratic values, etc. And all these things are going on for a long time. But one thing you might not know is that our Demi from Saturday afternoons, Demi Isaac Oviawe, will be there today getting her papers as an Irish citizen. You're going, what? Demi's not Irish? No, Demi isn't Irish. She came here as a little girl. She was born in November 2000 in Benin City in Nigeria. And she grew up in Mallow, having come here as a little girl. You know Demi from The Young Offenders. You know her from The School for Good and Evil on Netflix. And you'll have seen her in Holding, the Graham Norton dramatization on UTV last year. And you'll know her from Saturday afternoons here on Cork's 96 FM. You might not have known that she wasn't Irish. Would you have known that? Because I didn't know until I heard that she was getting her citizenship today. She popped in to me at the weekend for a quick chat.
Unfortunately, I don't remember any of the moving. I just remember landing in Mallow, almost like I've always been here. I came home with my mother, then my dad followed in afterwards. But unfortunately, both of them after passing, so I don't understand, like, or I don't know the technicality of why we came here.
Sure.
All I know is that they came here for a better life like any other parent would want for their child.
Sure.
But that's as much, like, literally the only memory I have, first ever memory of being a Mallow is sitting in the sitting room eating rice. Like, that is the only memory I have. Like, everything else is just a blur because I was so young.
So you came to Mallow as a little girl,
yeah,
little baby, really, and you grew up as a citizen of Mallow. You grew up as Irish as the rest of us.
Like, I didn't take into consideration that I wasn't Irish. Like, I just thought I was like everyone else.
You did Irish in school?
I did it, yeah. Played camogie, played bit of guy here.
With a couple of fuckle of grit.
Yeah, sure, needless to go. But do you know what I mean? Like, I didn't think anything different until a lot later on in when I was younger, like older even, you know? My teenage age, where I realized, oh my God, I'm not like everyone else, I'm Nigerian. Yeah. Like, I didn't know everyone had a passport. I didn't have a passport until I was 16, and it was an Nigerian passport that I had to get.
Yeah.
All because I was going on a school trip. That was literally the only reason I got a passport.
So you were just one of the girls.
One of the girls, yeah.
Growing up in school in Mallow.
Yeah.
And then a school trip comes up, mm-hmm, and you're 16. And of course, everyone's had their first school trip. I had mine. Everyone else has theirs. You have to get a passport. Yeah. And was then you realized, oh, I got to get a Nigerian one.
Well, like, I always heard my dad say, oh, I'm going to, because, like, before he passed, he had just gotten his Irish passport and his Irish citizenship. And he was like, I'm going to apply, da, da, da. But again, didn't really take any consideration because I was 15.
Yeah.
And then we had to go away and get a Nigerian passport for me because I needed to go on a school trip. Then once I got the passport, then we realized I needed a GNIB card in order to apply for a visa to go on the school trip.
That's an immigration card.
Yeah. So my stamp for residence card. So then that's when I realized, oh my God, I'm not like everyone else. This is a lot trickier process than what normal people go through.
So to go on a school trip with your school in Mallow, which one do you have?
Davis College.
They want a name check, you know yourself. So you had to get a Nigerian passport and an immigration card just to go on a school trip?
Just to get my visa on the school trip. So I needed a visa to go on the school trip. It's just, I was just being pulled from one place to another all in the one day in Dublin. And that's when I realized, oh my God, like, this is so much work.
So, That's when you're 16. So you got residency then?
Yeah. Right. I got an emergency one. Yeah, yeah.
Okay. And that kind of sorted you at that stage of your life?
Yeah.
No. We all didn't get to know you through Davis College. We got to know you through the telly.
Yes.
So when you started acting professionally?
Yeah.
How quickly did you realise, I need to get more papers here?
So after season one of The Young Offenders, I was 16, 17 when it aired. And just, I want to say April of 2018.
Okay.
I had auditioned for a really big production. I'm not going to say what it was, but it's massive over in the States. And
would I know it if you told me, like?
Oh, yeah. The film's out and everything. Like, okay. It's one of the big boys.
Right.
But I had auditioned for a part in it. I'd gotten it, but they were like, we want you to fly over to London in 2 weeks. And I was like, I can't fly over in 2 weeks. Can you give me 4 or 5 max?
Why? You'd have to...
Because I need to get a visa.
So...
Just to leave
the
country.
Pause the story there. Right. So this is this massive opportunity.
Yes.
And you then had to, as a Nigerian in Ireland, what would you have had to do to take up that great opportunity in London? What?
I would have to get a visa just to go for like a dress rehearsal or a costume fitting just in London. So they were supposed to film, if my memory serves me
right. And that process involved what?
Going to Dublin, applying for your application online. You have to pay for that then. Then you have to go to Dublin. You have to give them your application. You have to pay for your post. Because, like, obviously, I don't live in Dublin. Mm. So, like, to go up and down to Dublin is expensive as it is. So then you have to pay for the postage delivery, which is, like, could be €30, could be €40, whatever the case may be, just to get your passport delivered back to your house. Then you have to go up to the embassy to give all your documentation to prove, like, look, it's not just for work, or it's not just a holiday, it's for work. This is state your case, basically. They send it away, you have to wait about 4, maybe 5 weeks, and then you get your passport back. Then you can leave the country.
And this was for a day in London?
This was for a day in London, yeah.
Good God.
And, like, that could have been... It was kind of very unclear if it was just for costumes or if it was to actually do, like, in-person audition as well.
Right.
So, like, I basically almost had this great opportunity at the tip of my fingers and I couldn't leave the country because I didn't have an Irish passport.
Right. So you realised then, right, okay,
yeah,
my career is about to take off. I need to get my papers.
Yeah.
So the process, Demi, of the papers.
Last year, we were filming in Belfast for the School for Good and Evil Netflix film, and I got in 2 days off, and I was like, right, this is it, I'm going to send away my application right now, because I'm not going to let this thing happen to me again, where I'm waiting to get a job, I get the job, I can't go over it, because it's just not nice. So 2 days, I went home, and we spent 2 days literally getting all my paperwork in order, went to pat my immigration officer, got everything from when my mother first came to the country, to when she passed, to when my dad applied for his first passport, to when he passed, all the documentation, photocopied everything, went to sisters, went to the Garda Barracks, got everything stamped and approved, sent it away. This is in May. Then come June, maybe July, August, in around there.
You're talking mounds of paper here.
Literally, like, you have to give them everything. If right. you don't want to get questioned, give them everything.
So you're what, 20? What age were you at that stage?
20.
So you're giving them 20 years of paper?
Yeah, basically. And not just my paper, my parents' papers, their death certificates, their marriage certificate, everything.
Every
possible.
Piece of paper that refers to you and your family since you got off a plane and came to Mallow as a little girl.
Everything. Stuff that I didn't even know happened, I had to read through the papers because I was so young. It's just mad.
Is that hard to do? I mean, I know your parents... You were very young when your parents died, and I'm sorry to hear that, by the way. Was that hard to do, to pull all that stuff together?
Do you know what? I'm very grateful that my uncle had just did his, and he knew the process. He'd done his twice. They denied him the first time, and then he did it the second time, and he got it. So he was like, even double check with the guard of barracks so you don't have a criminal record. I don't. They're like, double check, just in case, because they will pull up everything on the system.
Wow.
My mother as well, Kim, she was absolutely fantastic. She was like, she basically sent it away while I had to go back up to Belfast for work. So it was just... They double checked and went over everything to make sure I got everything right before we sent it away, just to avoid them ringing me, like the department going, do you have any more information? Da, 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 da.
So your mum and dad, to be fair, and God rest them, they had been quietly putting all the paper aside for the day you'd once need it.
Yeah.
Oh, great.
So, like, their immigration officer, Pat, like, he was theirs, and now he's me and my brothers. So
brilliant,
he
okay.
had everything. Like, I mean, everything.
Right. So you get this mound of paper, and they don't like it's got to be paper. They want paper.
Oh, everything. It cannot be digital. It has to be photocopies of everything.
Right.
Everything.
So you take this up and you present it to them. And what happens then?
You just wait. You're like a sitting duck. And I actually got a letter and, which is very rare, a phone call saying that they had received it a few months later saying, we're processing your application. Processing. We haven't done it. We're processing. We've just received it after waiting for months.
And they weren't able to tell you, look, am I okay for this?
No.
No?
No. Like, you could get a letter, and I was very lucky, but you could get a letter in the post saying, can you give more information about this? Could you state where you were living before this? That I didn't really have that. I was really lucky in that way.
Yeah. You are vetted to within an inch of your life.
Yeah.
Little girl comes here when you're two.
Yeah.
I hear you, and you're vetted to it. So then you get, so when did you find out about the ceremony that's happening now?
I got a letter in the post, I want to say in October, saying that you've got 10 days to pay €950.
What?
Basically saying
more
that you've gotten it. Yeah, yeah. So it's about 175 when you're sending away your application.
Right.
Then it's 950 for your actual, like, nationalization certificate and everything else. Then you have to pay for your passport afterwards.
Right.
That's not included in all of that money.
So you won't get your passport immediately, will you?
Until I get my nationalization.
So you get, and then you go and get your passport.
I apply for it like anyone else would then, yeah.
How does it feel then?
Do you know what? It's the only difference I think I will feel is once I receive my actual physical passport.
Mm.
Like, to me, I'm still Irish. It didn't really, like, nothing really changed in my life.
Yeah.
Like, I'm still Demi who grew up in Mallow with all the siblings and the noisy house. You know, like, nothing's changed for me. But in terms of work and actually receiving my passport, that's when I know, oh my God, I finally did what my dad's been planning to for years. And I finally can take that off.
And here's the thing. Like, did you realise, I know, when was it he passed away?
Oh my God, this is bad. June of 2016.
2016, so what, six years ago?
Yeah.
So, did you realise when how much work he'd actually put into preparing for you?
He was sick when he got his Irish passport.
Okay.
Like, really sick. And, like, the first thing he thought of was, right, I've got mine. Like, he didn't really... It's weird because in order to apply for an Irish passport for a child under the age of 18, you have to either be their actual, like, parent, like biological parent,
yeah,
or their adoptive parent.
Yeah.
So I couldn't apply for mine. My stepmother couldn't apply for mine until I basically applied for mine when I was 18.
Right.
So my brother, Eamon, he's 17. He has to apply for it when he's 18 because there's no other boxes to be ticked. So
right.
It's either a parent
was,
or
he was born here, though,
he
wasn't
was
he?
He was born here, yeah.
He was born
Nationalization
here.
Act of 2005.
Yeah, I know. I remember that referendum.
Oh, it's so frustrating.
So he was born here. Yeah, like, this is the thing that at the time, and I remember talking about the politics of it at the time, Eamon was born here.
Yeah.
Okay? And he has to wait to be 18. Because your parents passed away, he has to wait to be 18.
Has to wait, yeah. And, like, my stepmother is our legal guardian. She cannot apply for him until he does it when he's 18.
Right.
And, like, he works in a local restaurant. He has to have a GNIB card to work. He wants to go out on holidays with his friends or to visit family. He needs to get a visa.
Yeah. Eamon's going through it at the moment. So
yeah.
You were saying to me before we started that you just want to go to Lanzarote for a week with your mates.
Yeah.
Go through what that has to be, what has
to
happen.
So, recently in May, I went to Magaluf, right, for one of the girls'
Good
hen.
Good on you, girl.
For one of the girls' hen. And luckily, I had applied for a Shigan visa. So, Shigan visa means it's certain countries in Europe that you can go to with visa, right?
Oh, yeah.
But I had it since January, which was great, which was fantastic, which means that I could have just booked a flight straight away and gone with them, which I did.
Right.
But if I didn't have that, I would have to plan literally 2 months in advance to go on holidays for maybe 3-4 days, maybe a week.
Wow.
I would have to apply, do the application online, pay the fee, go to Dublin. Now, the appointments are very tricky because everyone wants to go on holidays during that time of the year. So you're almost like checking, could you get an appointment? Get an appointment, then go up to Dublin. Then you have to give them all their information, where you're staying, who you're staying with, how long you'll be there for, da-da-da-da-da.
Mm.
Basically everything, by the colour of your knickers. Like, literally everything you have to tell them. Then you do that. You have to wait about 4 to maybe 5 weeks. You get your passport. But when you get that visa, it could be either for 30 days, 60 days or 90 days, or it could be for the amount that you're going for.
Really?
Yeah.
They could literally give you a visa for 4 days in Magaluf.
If I'm going to Magaluf for 4 days, I get it for only 4 days. Like, they could do that if they wanted to. It's just, comes down to that.
It must be so hard just to grow up and live as a normal young person.
Like I said, I didn't really take into consideration until I was like a proper teenager.
There
like,
you go.
Oh my God, like my friends want to go to this place for holidays. Ah, need a visa.
You told me a sad story about a piece of work that you finished recently. Was that the Netflix one?
Yeah.
You had to miss something really important.
So it's a massive thing, Netflix. Obviously, everyone knows that. They had had a few things in London and I had missed them, right? Yeah. Sometimes it's because of work and sometimes it's because I just didn't have a visa, which was fine. But this time I'd been told in advance that they were having a screening, which was great, which is fantastic. It's basically like...
It's not a red carpet night.
Yeah, but it's not... They won't call it a premiere, but it's basically the next best thing to premiere. All the cast is there,
right.
All the directors. It's just fantastic. It's the glitz and the glamour,
This is
basically.
Before it drops on Netflix.
Before it drops, right? I hadn't watched the movie at this point.
Right.
So my agent says to me, she's like, do you want to do it? I'm like, and I was like, do you know what? I'll go away and get a visa.
Right.
And I'll come back to you. Went to get a visa and... I missed the first appointment, but that was my own error. I left my passport at home, but that's grand. Went to get the visa anyway and went in, had it paid for everything, was sitting there waiting, told them, right, this is what it's for. Again, you tell them everything, as much information as you can, all your reference letters, you give it to them to prove that this is
just
important.
Just to go to London.
So sitting there and she's like, right, I'll send this away. It should be approved. It looks good. I was like, grand. She's like, it could be about 5 weeks. I'm like, 5 weeks? She's like, 5 weeks.
When is the event?
The event is in 4 weeks.
Oh,
and I'm like, but you don't understand. This is like a massive, like, I'm going to be socializing. It's literally networking for my career. Like, this is massive.
This is a massive career event,
right?
For me. Like, yeah.
She's like, look, I can only do so much. I can put urgent on it, but that's as much as I can do. It's just, it's game of Russian roulette. It's the same game, right? You're waiting.
This is mad, Demi. This is crazy.
I got the visa. I got my passport from the post because I paid for the postage on Friday. The event was on the Monday. So I actually missed out on meeting everyone again, socializing, meeting people, networking, all of that, because I didn't have my passport in time.
And you couldn't get a flight.
Couldn't get it, no.
Couldn't book a flight.
I could book a flight, but it's like, what's the point? You're rushing then. Like, literally Friday evening I got it. The event was on Monday morning. Like, there's a big jump.
This
there.
Is the biggest gig of your career so far, and you had to miss the premiere because of all this paperwork nonsense. Yeah. So the next one that comes along...
I'll be able to go. I'll be organized. I'll be sorted out. I'll just book a flight and go. I can do it a day before and I'll be delighted, you know?
And you know, we're coming back into Cork when you've been traveling, and you know what they're like up at the airport. Like,
yeah.
You're handing over paperwork to get... Go anyway. Sure, you're from. You're the one off the...
Yeah.
Do you get that, Demi? You're the one off the telly.
Do you know, it's weird because when people see you, so obviously Nigerian passports are green. So like when you go through customs or immigrations, whatever, they look at the passport and they're flicking through and they're like, what's the purpose of being here? I'm like, I live here. Do you know, and the accent kind of comes out a little bit more to prove a point. And they just kind of look at you and go, oh, sure, you're the one. And I'm like, yeah. And they're like, and this is yours. I'm like, yeah, that's my name in the password. I go in. Asha Patty, would you look at her like, you know? But then when you go to another country, they don't even take that into consideration.
Of course they don't, no.
They're like, what's the purpose of coming here? It's a holiday. All right, go on in.
Yeah.
You know, it's just...
Yeah. Well, I almost feel silly saying, but welcome.
it's weird, you know? Like, people just don't know. And they just assume that I am Irish. Like, I was at an IFTRS, which is Irish Film and Television Awards, conference during the week. And, like, I'm talking about Irish media and I'm looking around going, I'm technically not Irish. Like, this is so weird. And I said it to the CEO and she's like, what? I was like, yeah, I'm not Irish until Monday, until I get my cert.
Wow.
She said, there's no way. I'm like, wait, I'm telling you the truth. It's mad, isn't it?
Yeah. Like I said, like Gemma said, sure, she's from Mellon.
I know. It's just...
Yeah. All right. And tell me, I know you probably can't, but is there... big stuff coming in 2023?
Oh, do you know what now? The passport's just made a lot of things easier. Let's just say that. Like, a lot of work coming in now is just going to be smooth sailing. And I'm just so excited now.
Fantastic. Fantastic.
Delighted.
And still here with us on a Saturday afternoon.
Oh, yeah. You can't get rid of me, PJ. I'm furniture now.
Demi, thank you.
Thank you.
And welcome again.
Thanks very much.
Demi Isaac Obiawe of Cork's 96 FM and of many, many other things. Netflix, Young Offenders, and the future is so bright for that young woman who is a joy to work with and to know. And as of today, in case you didn't know it now, as of today, she's Irish. We always thought she always was, but no. As of today, Demi Isaac Obiawe is Irish.
Cork's 96 FM.